Hey guys, welcome to Mom and Uncensored. This week we're going to talk about our journeys to leaving corporate America. Well, Alex was never really in corporate
Never my thing.
America.
Yeah. Leaving our full-time jobs.
Leaving our
Mommy.
full-time jobs, we'll say that.
Mommy, let's sit down.
Does it look like you can sit here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just recently left my corporate job back in June.
And I
Yeah,
couldn't believe
June.
it.
Yeah, I know. She kept texting me saying, I'll believe it when I see it, because I had been talking about it for
For like
what? At
at
least a
least a
year.
year. Like, oh, in a month or so, I'll start to, weed out. Oh, in 6 months or so. Oh, well, I want to do this and that first. Oh, well, it might take a year or two now. I'm like,
Well, I
make up
did.
your friggin' mind, dude.
I wanted to do my countertops.
So you needed the money,
So I
right?
needed the money. I felt like when I left, I would have no money, which like doesn't make any sense. But
Well, you were leaving a reliable source of income.
yeah, like a consistent
Yes, and
like
it was
paycheck every week.
consistent.
Yeah.
Whereas, when you own the business, it's a little bit different.
Right.
That would be grass or weeds.
So I started Social Breeze in 2018, and I always said that when I went on maternity leave, I would like hit the ground running, like to just get like new clients, and then I didn't do shit on maternity leave because, like,
Well,
why
that's
would
not
you?
what that's for. It's to snuggle with your baby.
Yeah, so I snuggled my baby. I went back to my job after 5 weeks. Like, not like
You
Harper went
took
to
her,
work
right?
with me,
Yeah.
and like I could do, I had a really, really lax schedule. And my boss at that time was is my partner for Say I Do Design. So like we had a good relationship when I was working there. But like, as a business owner, you don't ever get to leave your job. But like that job, I really just like never got to leave. I don't know why. Like I don't.
Well, you were partial, side jobs at the same job, too.
That's very true. So
You
like,
know, how
yeah.
can you say bye when you do the
Right.
rest of it on your phone from
Right.
home?
Right. So like it was, yeah, that was hard. But I don't know. Social Breeze kind of took off in, I think, like February, March, and I was just kind of like, I can't do this anymore. I wanted to go part-time, but like my boss didn't know how that was going to work, like it just you need someone full-time in that position. So I, talked to her about transitioning out. I do their marketing now, so like it's kind of like I transitioned out, but I'm still available if they have questions. But
Yeah.
like it honestly was a fairly easy transition. I shockingly am making double what I made at my corporate job,
Doing
doing what I,
your
my
side,
own
yeah.
stuff, which is like I'm lucky that's not always the case
No.
for everybody. But
But it takes time to build up your
yeah,
own. It's not,
right.
oh, I want to do this and I'm rich now.
Like been in business for 5 years, it didn't happen overnight. So I know that the transition out of like a corporate role into someone's business isn't always as seamless as that. Yeah, it really wasn't that bad. I mean, I feel like I work 10 times more than I did when I was there, just because you don't get to turn off owning your own business. But like you can set boundaries, and I just hired my first employee, so that should help
The
and will
boundaries are the
help.
hardest,
The boundaries are very hard.
especially when it's just done on your phone.
I have the three businesses, and then I have 10 clients now for Social Breeze. So
Good.
the work-life balance is better because I can do whatever I want with Harper. And
Yeah.
that was the goal. The goal was to be able to do whatever I want with my kid and have more kids and have that freedom and just be able to make my own schedule.
Yeah. I do find that that gets harder as they get older. When they're like Harper's age, they kind of just don't care and go around with you and they're just
Yeah.
happy.
Like she goes to content days with me
And
and
she's
it's
happy with
fine.
that.
Yeah.
Hadley now has like wants and needs, and she's like, I don't want to do this. I want you to be with me. I don't want you to,
Right.
yeah, like
Before.
Hadley's age is just harder. She's like, I don't want to go do this. I don't want you to be on your laptop.
I remember at your house when you first started Simply, we were taking pictures and she was like, "Mommy, just I want you."
Melting down. It's really hard, and I have a really hard time with that. And I mean, Simply is very new, so it's not like it's insane, but I do have a really hard time. I'm like, Hadley, I just need 10. But 10 is never 10. Yeah. 10 is 20.
Yeah.
20 is 40. Like, it's never just 10.
Never.
And I just find it really hard to, I don't know, you can't be three people.
No.
I'm one, and I'm a mom first. So there are weeks that you'll see I have not been on my Simply page in 2 weeks straight because, you know, my kids needed me more, and that's fine. But I do find that, you know, affects me too in business and stuff. But.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, like, I have contracts for my stuff. So, like, I do have that consistency.
Yeah.
You unfortunately don't.
No, I don't. It's just me. But I mean, it's also the season that I'm in.
Yeah.
I can't.
Right. It's hard to decide. I mean, if you were going to ask us if we would work a corporate job or be a mom.
I would never in a million years.
We would never.
One, that is not. I did hair for 10 years. I have never been in an office. That would make me crazy. I do not know how anybody does that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I
never worked in traditional corporate settings. I worked for a hospitality business in a distribution center doing like purchasing and inventory for a while. And then I worked for a CPA doing accounting for a long time. But like that was remote or on site or like in an off, like it was just different places all the time. And then my last job was traditionally an office, but like I had other businesses with my boss there, so it was just different.
Wasn't like a cubicle.
No, I had my own office with windows.
Like I remember going to my mom's job and it being literally like a 5x4, like a cubicle space.
Yeah, when
and I was
she
like,
didn't this work is from home.
Awful. Like this is so sad.
If you don't have windows, I don't know how. Like I never didn't have windows.
That's terrible.
That is
yeah.
Not
like that is
fun.
Just so not me. Like I've never had a formal interview.
You can go give that to Harper. Go ahead.
Like right now, she doesn't want me to do this. It's hard. It's a really tough thing to balance. But yeah, I've never had like a real interview. My first job was at a family-owned place. Not owned, but related. I just walked in one day.
Your family owned it, right?
Not at that time, but they did prior.
Right.
So I automatically had, you know,
a
way in.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a quick call from my mom and it was like, okay, sure, you start on Wednesday. I loved that job.
That was my favorite job you've ever had.
I loved it.
Favorite job you ever had.
Why? Because the ice cream?
The ice cream.
I was an ice cream swirl girl and it was the best.
The best. We ate ice cream all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mommy can swirl a very large cone and
very,
dip it.
Very mean ice cream.
Yeah. And then I did hair for 10 years. I actually never saw myself like leaving hair. That was never did I imagine I would have not worked full time. Like, I mean, that was before kids, but you know, I just never had that thought. It was always just, no, I'll come back. And after I had Hadley, I went back like 3 days a week.
Yep.
And then COVID came and we shut down.
Oh yeah.
And I was home with her for 3 months straight. And I was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
We have our routine. Yeah. We, you know, get to do what we want.
Yeah.
And at that point I found out I was pregnant with Hayden. And with the COVID rules, I could not work days other than like Thursdays, Tuesdays, and Sundays. And I was like,
what?
F that. I am not working Sundays.
No.
Yeah. So with the rules only... With the rules, only a certain amount of people could be in the salon at one time. Oh. So she had to break us all up.
And I had, like, had to give
so
someone a weekend.
So I was only allowed to work those days. And something that we started, like, really soon was I was not working the weekends. I gave up my weddings and stuff. You know, I still did a few, but weekends were for all of us to be together, not to spend it away at work.
Right.
And I think it was like six weeks after he was born, I was trying to figure out how I was going to go back twice a week and who was going to watch him.
Right.
And in my mind, a daycare was absolutely not an option for many reasons.
Yeah.
And like with Hadley, I always had a nanny come to my house where I have cameras in every room.
Yep.
Don't care. And you know what? They knew that and it was fine.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to keep them. Very hard.
Yeah, unless it's a full-time
yes.
gig.
And of course, you know, I was a quick cash gig, so.
Yeah. College kids or, like,
or moms friends kids. With one kid, you know. What, buddy? My shoes are off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Your shoes are off too.
I'm fine. Okay. Off. So at like the 6 week mark after I had him, I'm sure some of this was my hormones. But I had a complete meltdown. It was like, I'm not leaving him with anyone.
Was he having any issues at that point?
You know what? I feel like subconsciously I knew that he was going to be my more, like, complex child.
Yeah.
But he, right from the start, gave me, like, severe anxiety, which we can talk about next time. But
next week, yeah.
Yes. But, yes, he was having, like, an issue where it was almost like, I think, like, what did they call, like, a silent, like, reflux, where he actually would stop breathing as a defense mechanism or something to make it so he wouldn't aspirate. And it was frightening. Like, he would turn, like, gray and just, he was completely fine and happy, but whatever. It was just weird and scared me.
I remember that.
Just, I don't know, something like, with that boy, like.
How do you leave your kid with someone who's not going to know what you know?
Yes. And so with Hadley as a baby, she actually had breath holding spells where she would cry so hard that she would hold her breath and pass out on the floor.
Yeah.
And I lost a nanny that way. Like, it was really hard she was like, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. And I'm like, I get it.
I totally get
it. But I didn't know what else to do. Right. So yeah, I mean, they kind of made my choices easier. And after Hayden, I went like 6 months off, and then I did go back like twice a month when my dad had off his Fridays so I could work for a bit. And that was nice. And I actually do that now still. So I feel like my transition out was extremely slow monetarily and just like mentally.
Precious. Aww. I love you. You're
you got
so
a sissy
cute.
Score.
You're so cute.
But I didn't have, like, you know, my side business at that point. I didn't start that until Hayes was 3 months old, I think. I had I had the idea. And I sat on it for 9 months, right?
Long time.
A
you
long
talked
time.
About it. I want to say, like, even like before Hayes was born.
I had an idea for so long, but it's not natural for me to just put myself out there
like
that.
Which is so funny. I have to tell you, my mom will laugh because she'll say, if I would have told you what Alex was going to do in high school, it wouldn't be that she was going to have 3 kids, her own, like, all natural organic business, raise chickens, have bunnies. Like, she laughs because it's just not what she would have pictured.
Isn't it funny how things change?
Yeah.
Like, I did not talk until like the 3rd grade because I was so afraid of talking.
That's why you can't come up here.
That was
you make the mic make a bad noise. Just lay down on my lap.
Things just change.
Lay down.
But you also, like, don't know what you want.
I'll get heartburn.
Until, like, you She's really have way. Kids. Go get her? Things change. Like, yeah. kids change you in a million ways. Even if you don't have kids, like, I feel like you get to our age and you are like, what was I thinking?
Priorities.
Like, this is not what I want. I don't want to climb the ladders. I don't want that. I want to
enjoy
my time.
Yeah.
And enjoy the mortgage we pay for.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend my days away and crammed shut. No. And I like to let my kids sleep in and, you know.
Yeah, Harper doesn't have a
start school when we are ready to. And then with Simply, we started it like last June, I think. And it was because of you, because I was so afraid. Oh,
I know. I was like, just do it.
Harper would like a drink.
Can you share with Harper?
You hear her fake cough? She's thirsty.
Fake cough. Because we can't say drink. We have to cough like we're dying. Right?
She's parched, so she's saying.
She's so parched.
Yeah, and I'm still, you know, I'm a year in, so obviously I'm not to your point where it has finally, like, paid off.
Well, yeah.
These kids are, like, insane all day long.
I have one. Like, I can't imagine when I have. That's why I'm trying to hire now. I'm trying to set myself up.
You should, because...
Like, I would rather...
Like, I felt like was still manageable.
What do they
say?
Like, they say...
Three is where things just... Wow.
One is one. Two is 10. Three is 20.
I think, like, two is two. Three is, like...
No, I think 15. Two is 10.
Two is not 10.
You're two.
To me.
Your two weren't 10. I'll check back with you after I have a second.
I thought it was, like, one is none. Two is two. Yep. And three is monkeys or some shit.
One isn't horrible, but, like, it's just different. Well, it's a different
thing. One is a life change.
Yeah,
one is a life change. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two is you're adding in, you know, one more to your, I don't know, your flock here. And
you already did it. You're used to it.
You're
it's okay.
Yes. And it's just harder to balance, you know, like naps and stuff.
Yes.
But that's not bad.
Yeah.
The three is where I have a hard time, like... And their ages, there's so much fighting, and I'm like, oh my god, guys, I need like
personalities.
15. And I don't do TV. It makes really, I used to until their behavior was so bad.
Yeah,
I couldn't
the
do it.
The only thing we do is Little Baby Bum, which is the music. So cause
these
she
guys were all fine until recently. It got like mean and nasty, so which sucks because that's my time to eat alone and like do some work if I need to, and but I don't know because they
if that was Harper it would not
I'm talking either like an hour long meltdown after their showtime, and I'm like,
because
this isn't cool
watch more.
No what like this is not worth it.
No.
I'll just eat with you.
Say it's addicting too, like,
and I don't even do bad shows like I would do like Puff and Rock, you know.
I love Puff
and
Rock.
It's so cute. Just like very soft shows, and they love them, or Clifford, but you know, and that was my time, and now it's gone, but whatever. So I did get the KitchenAid to whip.
Where's Harper? Don't get her.
For me, which is actually a huge help.
Huge lifesaver.
Because these guys can handle me. Okay, I need to melt stuff. Okay, it has to cool now.
Yeah.
And now it goes in the mixer and I walk away and we go and build a castle and you know what? And I go back and my whip is done and it's perfect.
Right.
Like it's just that has helped me a lot.
You don't have anyone during the week too. And I think, I don't know if people know this, but my parents watch Harper 3 times a week. So
I didn't even know that.
You
it
didn't
was
know
three
that?
Times a week.
Well, all right. So my dad is retired now and he will watch. He watches her on Tuesdays. My mom watches her Wednesday, Friday. But like my dad will sometimes step in. But my dad likes to golf now. Sometimes my mom has meetings.
Oh, he's got his old man hobbies.
He's got his old man hobbies.
Oh, so cute.
Like, sometimes it fluctuates, but they're really great.
But you have help if you need it.
And I love my parents. They're great. But I want Harper with me a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason I'm hiring, trying to
balance that
just
out
balance
more.
It. Like, I love that she's got a relationship with them and that they watch her and all this stuff. But I just want the balance because, honestly, my parents are young, but they're not. They already raised kids. I can't see them watching 2-3 kids, you know?
That's with the third, I was like, how am I supposed to ask my dad to watch three kids? They don't have
farms.
No, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot.
Like, when my parents do take them, they come back and bring them home and are like, I am exhausted.
I need a nap. I'm
like, oh, wow.
My grandma said to me, I was at my grandparents on Saturday, she goes, your mom loves her, but Heather, I can tell she's tired.
I know, like, it's their turn to have them and to give them back.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, like, I don't have help during the week. My parents are so young still that they both work still.
Yeah. I mean,
so I'm trying all week long to do what I need to. Yeah. So if you see me MIA on my socials for simply, it's because life.
Yeah.
I actually, like, we are in a co-op once a week, too.
Why do you look like you're going to do something bad? Come here. Trouble.
Yeah, like, we are in our homeschool co-op every Friday. And in June, I actually had to say, you know what? We are going to take the summer off because I needed to take something off of my plate. I just was feeling so overwhelmed and
it's a lot.
Just like, in the kids, you know, we want to play outside home. Like, they are so happy here.
Yeah.
Just to play in the dirt. Like,
right. Well, even right now, they're running around in the dirt. I don't even know where Hayden is.
I don't know. He's usually around. Hey, buddy. Oh, there he is.
What?
He's playing in the pile of dirt that we had dumped.
Usually the loudest.
Too. He's so cute. But, like,
he's the quietest.
But that's what I mean, is they don't want to get in the car to go anywhere. They just want to play. She's playing with the pool.
The pool.
Yeah. They don't want to go in the car to go elsewhere. They want to stay home. And that's another one. We have that choice.
Yeah.
We'll take the summer off.
Yeah.
Great. We'll and that's the beauty of our homeschool and how we live our life here too.
Yeah.
Like, slow. And
I think too, we're not recognizing that it's a luxury to be able to stay home.
It absolutely is.
We're lucky our husbands are able to support us in the sense
that
we lost our businesses. Like,
but also, like, we drive one car. Like,
you don't live a luxurious.
I don't. I have not had, you know, I don't get my. The more that you talk, the longer it takes. Like, yes, and I don't take that for granted at all, knowing that we are able to make it work, even if it means, you know, I don't get my nails done. I got my hair done for the first time in over a year, and I do hair.
Right.
Like, I don't do any of that stuff. I don't go shopping. You know, my shopping is groceries. Like,
yeah, or for the kids.
I have a very tight budget. Like, but that's the life we want to live. Like, we sold my car, and I drive a pickup truck with three kids in it now.
Yeah, but that's. Like Chucky will say to me too, if I ever lost Social Breeze or if I didn't want to do it anymore, he would so much rather us live tightly on a budget than
It's okay.
That's okay. They can share.
It's okay.
They're going to get married one day. They can share everything. It's fine. We would so much rather live on a tight budget and make it work than have someone else raise our kid.
So it's funny. When Hadley was first born and stuff, I never had these thoughts of, like, oh, when she goes to daycare, when she goes to preschool and to kinder, people talk about how they picture those days, and I never pictured
I don't
them.
See them. I don't either.
No, because she's not going. Where do we do school had?
Inside.
On the counter, or we do it outside. Like, I don't know, that's just... That is the life to me.
I don't know if it's because, like, you and I have talked so much before, but I didn't see her going to school, like, kindergarten. We did get on a wait list for Maple Leaf, I'm so thankful that we didn't end up doing it, because I think you've all heard the stories
There's been so much stuff. But that has come out, and
even before that happened, I think, and it was
because I remember being like, because you we're short a day. And I was like, bring her here. Like, yeah, I know I'm far, but bring her
with
here
my parents.
If you need to.
Yes, because at that point, my dad like, yes, was...
okay, well, if this fails,
I'll do that.
Yes.
Because I could do 4 days in the office. I don't remember. I think my mom was doing two and I needed one more, but then my dad ended
just
up retiring.
Just join the party.
Yeah.
The party here. It's a shit show. It's
and
fine.
It was... We were going... Hayes was still so young. We were like, all right, when Hayes is closer to a year, and then I ended up deciding to leave. But yeah, I saw a little bit, but I don't see her going to school right now. We're totally going to get on a little tangent because that's a whole other topic.
Yes.
Can you please hold that, Harper? Please.
But that's part of how we made our choices to
that
get out
you.
Of our full-time jobs.
Right, is that we don't see the traditional... schooling. We want to raise our kids with our values and
at our homes.
And that's not to say our kids aren't going to grow up and go to college one day if they want or go into a trade.
But it's also 1 year at a time.
Yeah. Yes. Please
just
grab
her. Hadley, just help her. It's okay.
Pick her up and grab her if you need to.
Just hold her hand.
Good.
And help her walk.
You're good. She's fine. Good job. Who cares? She can scream.
All right, and we are done.
Get over here. Is that funny? So there's a lot that went into our decisions to leave our quote-unquote corporate jobs and live the life we live now. And we could probably do 15 podcasts on all the different topics, but we know it's not for everybody. And
don't get me wrong. There are days I say, this is the day I'm going to run away.
And
I said that like last week,
like three
right?
Times.
I said, this is today is the day that I run away. Like I can't. But those are the days that I pop on a movie and we all just have our day.
Exactly. But day by day.
Are days I am like, Tommy, what's work? How was your drive home?
Tell me about your life outside of these walls.
What did you get for lunch? I lived through his
vicariously.
Like, I saw on the bank account that you guys went to that restaurant.
Was it good? I want to try it.
I just, it's a change, but it's good.
It is. All right.
Kiddos are
done.
Thank you for waiting, Hadley.
That was
thank you.
Kudos, Had. Harper is soaked from
thank
the
you
pool.
For helping with Harper too.
Yes,
she
greatly appreciate
nosy
you.
Joe in our yard is messy mess.
Tune in next week to hear about what we experienced with mom anxiety, and follow us on Instagram at Mom and Uncensored. We'll talk to you guys next week.